Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
So, Brooke, tell me, when was the last time you felt like someone in your life crossed a line?
Probably when my father-in-law tried to steal my lava cake. Like, that's grounds for death.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you haven't told me this story.
I did. So Okay. Now it's that you don't remember any story I tell you. That's the last time someone crossed the line.
Wow, I walked right into that. Yep. I will say, I think we can all agree Kanye West just hugely crossed the line. Yeah. He released a music video yesterday for his song Easy, and people are justifiably ticked off about it.
Yeah. So once again, he's coming for Pete Davidson, but this time I think it got a little bit too graphic.
Yeah, and I mean, this cannot be a good move in the middle of a divorce battle.
Seriously, I mean, even though Kim was thankfully just declared legally single yesterday, I mean, there still is a lot at stake.
Yeah, and that's something that we should all be celebrating.
Yes.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, March 3rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Give me that
hot goss. Call off the fairy godmothers. Kim Kardashian has finally gotten her wish.
Mm-hmm.
After a lot of twists and turns, a California judge declared Kim legally single in court on Tuesday, which means she can officially drop the West from her name and Kanye from her life. Except for the co-parenting stuff, of course.
Of course. So Kim first filed to be legally single in December, but because legal things take seemingly forever, the hearing wasn't until Tuesday. And Kanye didn't attend the hearing, but Kim did show up via Zoom. And the judge told Kim they've made a lot of progress and said both her lawyer and Kanye's have been cooperative.
Which is always a good sign, like, isn't that what they're paying them for? I'd hope so.
Yeah, they haven't boxed yet, so we're all good.
And then we had the beginning of the legal proceedings. The judge asked Kim if she had problems and disputes with West that led to the dissolution of the marriage. And Kim's response was, yes.
Yeah, that was edited down after how much time do you have? So then the judge also asked whether time and counseling would save the marriage. And then, of course, Kim said no. Finally, the judge asked her if it was her desire for the court to deem her legally single. Kim, and I assume everyone watching and everyone in the room, was like, yes, please.
Isn't that why we're all here?
God. Yeah. And then with no opposition, Kim was just granted legally single.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Celebrate. And I feel like it's kind of a tiny miracle because Kanye was making it so difficult for Kim leading up to their court date. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about this too many times at this point, how he's been publicly resisting their split, essentially harassing her, hoping mm-hmm. to get her to call off the divorce. But now he's giving in and letting Kim have her way as if he has a choice.
Yeah.
So he released a statement to Entertainment Tonight yesterday announcing, I've asked my team to expedite the dissolution of my marriage to Kim so I can put my entire attention to our beautiful children. And for good measure, just before the court hearing, Kanye fired his attorney.
Yeah. I feel like it was one of those, I quit. And he's like, no, you're fired situation. Yeah. And then he hired LA lawyer Samantha Spector to represent him, who I can only assume was sitting there going, don't pick me, don't pick me, don't pick me, don't pick me. Okay, yeah, yeah, I'd love to help.
I'm guessing she's like, she's about to have no job ever. And she's like, I got to take whatever I get. Like, I need employment. Yeah.
She's like, it's this or Tom Girardi. So I guess Kanye works. So she attended the hearing on Kanye's behalf. And this also means that she had less than 24 hours with this mm-hmm. case before going to court. But I also feel like we're all pretty caught up.
I mean, if you've got social media, I'm sure you know what's going on at this point.
Right, exactly. So she apparently specializes in really high-profile family law cases. She's worked with Amber Heard, Dr. Dre's ex, Nicole Young. Mm. And Spector immediately spoke to E! News, saying she wanted to dispel a few mistruths regarding the hearing. And she said, Kanye's paperwork has always indicated that his problem with the divorce was only procedural.
Well, and that... Sorry, did you hear the response from E! News? They were like, you were able to transcribe crayon drawings?
She's like, there were some stick figures and shapes, but I did it. And she also said that Kanye was always in support of the divorce, only if Kim satisfied the procedural requirements to protect rights under the California law, basically meaning make sure their assets were protected.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, she's a billionaire. Again, do we need to reiterate this?
I mean, they're both billionaires. Like,
right.
What are we talking about
what
here?
What is he scared of?
It's all just a ruse.
She's like, I don't want your stash of giant black jackets, Kanye. You can have them. I've said that. Let's move on.
So if any Richie is thinking that this is Kanye finally playing nice with Kim, we're going to have a serious talk because you're very, very wrong. And I don't know why you'd think that. Less than a day after his lawyer promised he was all good with the divorce, Kanye released a very controversial music video for his new song, Easy. And it takes some seriously messed up shots at Kim's boyfriend, Pete Davidson.
Yeah, like this is definitely not playing nice.
No.
Even a little bit.
Like, nope.
This isn't even playing. So the music video dropped yesterday, as you said, and the song features rap artist The Game, and it contains the lyric, we've talked about this lyric many times, God saved me from the crash just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Mm-hmm.
And the music video is done in black and white claymation, which for some reason, claymation is creepy to me.
It is creepy, and I always think of, like, creepy kids, which yeah. I guess is very adequately representative of Kanye, so.
Mm-hmm, true. So in it, a character that looks very much like Pete Davidson, let's be honest, mm-hmm. is Pete Davidson, mm-hmm. is kidnapped with a burlap sack over his head, and then he's mm-hmm. tied up and dragged across the desert. Then he's buried alive with his head sticking out of the ground.
For a split second, I was like, maybe they're at the beach.
Does that make it better?
Well, you know how, like, kids will bury their dad, but then their head will stick up?
Oh,
I was like, no, wait,
yeah.
This is Kanye, so...
Right. Okay, I know what you're saying.
But then it goes to a completely different level when Kanye's character is then seen planting rose seeds in Pete's head. Mm-hmm. He cuts the roses from Pete's head before they're seen in the bed of a black pickup,
which is obviously a reference to Kanye's truck full of roses he sent to Kim for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So then Kanye is seen holding what looks like a decapitated head, which I can only assume is Pete's head.
I mean, yeah, it's gotta be.
And at the end of the video, words appear that read, "Everyone lived happily ever after, except Skeet, you know who." So the word happily is circled. Skeet is partially crossed out. Of course, we've said this many times. Mm-hmm. Skeet means Pete. And then text appears at the end that says, "JK, he's fine."
This is just quintessential Kanye.
It is.
So inappropriate. So... like,
obviously, he didn't just record this video yesterday.
Right.
But he still chose to release it.
Yeah.
And that's all we need to know.
Well, it did take... it took Kanye a long time to make these clay figures. I know that.
Yeah, he definitely handmade them.
He was in those arts and crafts classes with North. We're obviously not the only ones that have strong, unpleasant reactions to this video. I mean, fans are responding to Kanye's posting of the video on his Instagram, and a lot of people think he's really crossed the line. I mean, they're saying that the video is petty, it's embarrassing. Some have called it emotional abuse. I call it just unpleasant tragedy that we have to watch. Not a fan.
Yeah, seriously. This kind of surprises me, because when I looked at the comments, they were like, "This is fire. Kanye better is better than Pete." And then there's that one account, I won't name them, but they literally comment hundreds of times on this video, one after the other. And all these positive comments are all just black circles, and they're verified. So what's going on here? I need to know. I demand answers.
What are the accounts? Is it not Kanye 0243?
Yeah. Kanye in a mustache, 6969. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So... one fan tweeted that Kanye video is actually disturbing. Pete needs to sue and file a restraining order. Another person tweeted, "I felt terrified. I can't imagine how Kim feels. He's terrorizing her as punishment, and I hope people will stop excusing this as art." So Pete himself has not responded to the video, although he did reactivate his Instagram for less than an hour yesterday and then deactivated it again. I don't know why.
How do people know?
Seriously, how do people know? If I don't know, how do others know?
I just, like, I'm like, for 1 hour, are people just every time they're like, every minute they're rechecking to see if he's back on? Like, how do they know?
I don't understand. And Kim obviously hasn't commented on the video either.
No, I mean, the video is, it's gross. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, this is a human. It's also the partner of the mother of your children. Like, come on.
Yeah, I know. It's wild.
Yeah. And on top of all of that, it's a stupid move. Like, you've got to assume this kind of behavior, basically threatening Pete Davidson, is not going to bode well when it comes to the divorce proceedings.
No.
And their next hearing is set for early August, and they still have to work out a custody agreement.
Right. Like, if aliens came down from Earth, they'd be like, "These two don't have kids, do they, that they have to worry about?" Like, that's not a factor, right?
That would be but the alas. First thing they said.
Well, yeah, just like God's first thing was like, "I'm going to save Kanye from this crash so he can kick the shit out of Pete Davidson because I don't have anything better to do."
Divine intervention, folks. That's exactly what it is.
So obviously we know they have four kids. And I will say generally they've handled the custody issues really well, mostly because Kim... bless her, like, truly, like, has to be the bigger person constantly. So whenever Kanye's in L.A. and he wants to see the kids, Kim obviously lets him. And then Kanye typically gets the kids every Sunday for his Sunday service. So as of right now, it seems like it's kind of an open door policy. Like, Kim lets him see them whenever he wants. But it could change. And, you know, the more and more dangerous he starts to seem, especially with this video, like, that could change.
Yeah, and I mean, I know that this is kind of provocative to say, but I don't think a football stadium is a great place for kids to spend the night, you know?
Yeah, well, he does build a whole house there, at least.
That's true. So, that's true.
Yeah.
And I mean, who knows where this will lead and what Kanye will do before the custody hearing. The fact that it's in August, we have a lot of time, and that's kind of scary when it comes to Kanye and his actions. I mean, because this video it's a disturbing surprise. But at the end of the day, are we actually surprised? I feel like Kanye pulls these kinds of things all the time.
Yeah. I honestly also think that Kanye looks at this video fully as like, I'm an artist. This is my expression. This is totally separate from what I promised I would do. Like, I truly think he believes that.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But in more unpredictable moves, he was seen having dinner with Khloé's ex, Tristan Thompson, the other night in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously the father of Khloé's child.
Yeah.
And I guess it's true what they say. Trash of a feather really does flock together.
Dines together.
Yeah. So they had dinner with two women at Seitai Hotel, and they appeared to be having a good time. There were no photo shoots, though. Mm. So,
well, each one was a lookalike, a Kardashian lookalike. One looked like Khloé, one looked like Kim.
Right. The only way to tell them apart was that one was having migraines.
and eating popcorn.
So this is weird because Kanye did call out Tristan on social media back when he could not get to his daughter's birthday party. And apparently Tristan wouldn't give him the address. Tristan's like, I can't get in any more trouble with these people. Like, you're on your own, dude. But it seems like a move to like, let's band together and piss them off.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a weird pairing. Like, what's the game here? There's got to be a game. And what game is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Kanye's like, if you want, I can make claymation of Khloé and any of the rumored guys she's dating.
Tristan's like, can you make me another girl that I can step out on by any chance?
God, his actual dream.
Ugh, seriously. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.